This is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Chris provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Road to Retirement with Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group.
All right, welcome back. Road to Retirement. Tony Marlett Jr., Zach Padden at Brookside / Anselmo, and Tony Shore over at Gradient. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony Marlett Jr.
I was waiting for the good morning, Vietnam.
Oh, no. Good morning, Tony Marlett Jr. and Zach Patton.
Oh, thanks.
Zach, are you fully recovered? What's going on? Did you tear your Achilles or what? Did you rip that thing? What happened?
Yeah, you know, I thought I was maybe going to the NBA here for a little while, and then I ruptured my Achilles tendon in Sunday Night Basketball League. Last game of the season. Had to have surgery, and I am not weight bearing for at least another 2 to 3 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yikes.
I'm not on the Aaron Rodgers fast track here. I didn't get the voodoo magic.
Oh, you didn't spend time alone in a dark cabin for a week?
I spent a lot of time alone, but not in a dark cabin.
He went out to the woods in a cabin and just alone in complete darkness, he said. Remember that? Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my side from the laughter when you mentioned him. So basketball, it was a championship game. This was for all the marbles, right? That you were playing in your league, right?
In our league, our old slow team ended up winning the championship. And
did they win without you?
They finished the last 6 minutes off without me. Oh. I was sitting there on the sideline, called my wife to come pick me up.
Oh, like, that's so sad. Did you now up until the point where you completely destroyed your career? Were you having a good game?
I was playing pretty well.
Did you lead them to victory? Were you the high scorer?
I think I was.
Look at that.
Not too bad, right?
Everyone knows, our listeners and viewers, I'm sure know, you're an athlete. I mean, this is what you do. I mean, Tony and I, the two Tonys, we just nod and admire your athletic abilities and just wish we had some.
The surgeon told me I'm going to be slower and less athletic than I was before, which I didn't know was possible, but he said, look at everybody who does this. Look at the guys in the NBA, look at everybody else. And he said, and that's not you. So you're not going to recover as good as me.
Wow. Wow.
Some honesty, some direct honesty.
I liked it, though. I'd rather him say that than tell me you're going to jump higher from this.
Time for a second opinion. I think that doctor's being a little too honest with you. a little too negative. You know, you see how those NBA players recover? That's not you. That's great. He told you that's not going to happen.
They get those shots like in Friday Night Lights, the movie, where he gets the shot despite the just go back out there.
What do they give him, like cortisone
yeah.
painkillers and cortisone, and then send him right back out?
Yep.
That's wonder how many of these guys are getting those injections, like right now with like the NBA playoffs going on, like how much recovery time these guys are putting into their bodies and honestly how they do it.
Is it still the NBA playoffs, by the way? Does that start January 1st and end sometime in October?
When? That's basically what it feels like. We were just talking before we came on about, you know, obviously, yeah, it's a money grab. Every pro sport is, but with the NBA, I don't understand, like 3 days in between games, a 7-game round, every round. Zach's going to become the NBA commissioner, and he's going to implement a 3-game first round, a 5-game second round, and then 7-7 for conference finals and NBA finals.
We'll take it from 4 months of NBA playoffs, it feels like, to a month and a half. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, the playoffs has been going on for a week, and the Cavs have played 2 games.
And they do back-to-backs during the season. Like they do without traveling, they do back-to-backs. I get a travel day in there. I understand that certainly, but and again, I know it's a money grab too, but you know, they include too many teams. They do the play-in round now. You don't need a 37-win Miami Heat team against the 65-win Cleveland Cavaliers team in the first round. Come on.
Right. When the Miami Heat are making the playoffs every year, you know, so, you know, it's like, oh, so it's like participation ribbons. It's like kids. It's like grade school sports. Everybody wins. Everybody's a winner.
There you go.
Everybody gets to the playoffs.
One of the good old Minnesota Timberwolves players got a nice $50,000 fine the other day, which is chump change.
It wasn't Ant.
It was never Anthony Edwards. That guy's not got anything going wrong.
No. I love Anthony Edwards. Don't you, Zach?
We'll leave it at that. He had some choice. He had some choice words for the crowd the other night and got a nice $50,000.
I know he did. I know he did. I know. He's been a pretty good player for the Wolves, though.
He's a very good basketball player. We'll leave it there.
Yeah. Off court, he got too big. He got a big head pretty quick. He started hanging out with the hip hop stars. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I thought that was a little premature and he became kind of a prima donna. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it goes to their head. You can't give a 21-year-old kid hundreds of millions of dollars and fame and stardom and expect them to handle it. I mean, it just, if when I was in my 20s, had you given me fame and millions of dollars, I'd be dead in a ditch somewhere.
Well, you had fame. You just didn't have the millions of dollars. You had the fame.
fame. Yeah. My 15 minutes of fame, you know, for a top 40 radio station as a DJ. Yeah. Yeah. The pay wasn't great, but it was a lot of fun. And people still do sometimes recognize my voice and recognize me in my hometown and other areas as far as where I've been on the radio. So if I go back to Nashville, my wife and I were eating in Nashville once. And this is about 10 years ago, but we didn't even live there anymore. Right. We haven't lived in Nashville for about 28 years, but I did radio there and I had a show that was, it was syndicated in about in a number of states down there in Florida and Georgia and Tennessee. And I did a weekend show that was alternative music and I was talking to my wife and somebody comes up to me and says, I'm sorry, I was sitting in the booth behind you and I swear I recognize your voice. Are you Dr. Tony Shore? And I was like, that is as close to fame as I've ever gotten. And my wife is just like rolling her eyes and shaking her head. And
oh, great. This is going to go to his head.
And I'm going to have to live with this. That's as close as I ever got, but not Ant. Didn't have the money. Wasn't hanging out with hip hop artists. So
hopefully he's got somebody handling his money for him that he's not going to end up broke or swimming in debt. Because we see that happen all the time to these professional athletes.
Nice segue. Swimming in debt.
Yeah.
Tony, are we talking about debt today?
Yeah. So something that we've seen recently, it's certainly not anything new, but we've been talking to some clients recently, and the issue of debt comes up a lot, especially when you're getting closer to retirement. It becomes more important to have a handle on it. So there's obviously different kinds of debt. I think most people are familiar with, you know, quote unquote good debt versus quote unquote bad debt. So there's no magic wand to get rid of it. You just have to change your habits, but at the same time, you can minimize the debt or minimize the damage that it can cause, especially if you're getting into retirement. Couple things, you know, when people are getting, say, into the later stages of their working years and, you know, you have, say, five figures, 20,000 or more, 10,000 or more, maybe in debt. And there's just no end to this. So a lot of that could be credit card debt. Credit card debt obviously is about as high interest as you can get. And, you know, sometimes you just exacerbate the issue. Well, you know, the common phrase, you rob Peter to pay Paul, right? So it's easy to say, well, don't get into that. But once you are into it, there's different things that you can do to consolidate. One of those things, obviously, you can use low interest rate loans or low interest rate consequences to pay off higher interest rate debt. And, you know, one of those things could be a home equity line. We've talked about those before.
Yeah. So with my old job, I worked in the title industry. So with that, a lot of times we were seeing people when the interest rates were that 2 or 3%, they use that as a consolidation. So they would refinance their house and then bundle that credit card debt in there. Instead of paying 20%, they're now paying 3%, and they can stretch that money over a period of time. That's a great way to then get rid of that 20% interest rate, but you can't just keep doing the same process. A lot of times here, you got to think about what's the root cause of this problem and why am I then adding all this debt up? Was it a one-time thing like a medical issue, or was it just my spending habits are continuing to be bad? And a lot of these things are things you have to correct before you get to that fixed income level in retirement. Because you don't want to have to be working your entire life just to make ends meet. You got to be able to figure out how to live with inside your budget.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Zach. And I mean, 20%, I looked at some of the credit card offers. You know, we still get them for our kids, even though they're all in college and moved out. And I still get them. I mean, 24 to 30% after the initial, you know, they give you this great period, like, you know, no, zero interest for 18 months on transfers. And then after that, it'll be 26%. And I'm like, right. Ouch. And if you don't pay off those, what you transferred, it all gets, I mean, you got to read the fine print, which people don't do. That credit card, 30% I've seen on credit cards.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing, you know, like you said, the last thing you need when you're in a hole is a shovel. You got to stop digging at some point. So you got to stop. Once you get this taken care of, you got to stop the spending. And it sounds basic and fundamental, and maybe it is, but it couldn't ring more true than when you get to retirement. You don't want to be, you know, it's hard enough to live, you save money to retire and kind of figure out, you know, your pension, your defined contribution, AKA 401k, IRA, things like that. And then Social Security, how am I going to pay all these expenses to live? And oh yeah, I have this huge pile of debt that's restricting me from doing anything. Another way, potentially, again, it's not going to just, you know, wave a magic wand, but you have, if you're still actively employed and you have a decent 401k balance, sizable enough to take a loan, you could do a 401k loan. You pay yourself back on the interest. It's basically going to be a much lower rate than what you're paying right now. The issue on that one, you need to make sure the loan's paid off before you leave the employer. Otherwise, it becomes a taxable distribution. So, you know, some things we've seen too are people get into the situation, you know, I have $300,000 in my IRA and $40,000 in debt, I'll take the money out of my IRA. Well, that's taxable money. So then you're getting rid of your debt potentially by paying it all off. Now you're creating a tax problem. And even if you have taxes withheld, you're taking out way more than $40,000 out of that IRA. You might be taking $75,000 out of that IRA to get to 40 to pay off the taxes and the debt. So not an ideal situation there.
Yeah. And you might be taking a loss or,
absolutely.
On that, then you're missing out on growth. So it's opportunity loss. I mean, there's a lot of reasons you don't want to use your retirement funds to pay off debts, especially if they're low interest, like a mortgage. I've seen people do that where they're like, we want to go into retirement debt free. So we're going to, you know, we have $80,000 left to pay on our house. We're going to take 80 grand out of our retirement funds and pay off the house. And I'm like, what was your interest? Oh, 3%. And I'm like, well, right, Zach? I mean,
the 3% interest rates, if you do anything before paying that off early, you're kind of crazy at some point.
Yeah, you're using the bank's money at that point, and you're going to make more than 3%. You can make more than 3% almost anywhere with that money. So you're going to come out ahead if you don't use that money to pay off if the money's invested, right?
Well, yeah. Your tax rate's going to be way higher than 3% anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, on the money you'd take out. So you already lost it. Yeah, my wife and I are at 2.9 with our mortgage. And so Zach shaking his head. What, yeah. Zach, you don't have a 2.9%
mortgage? I wish I did.
Everyone listening to this podcast needs to know they're listening to advice from Zach and I, a.k.a. two guys who bought houses in the last year and a half with really high interest rates that have been as high as they've been over the last decade and a half. So, mm-hmm. You know, listen to us. Don't listen to us.
when it comes to when to buy a house, maybe not. When it comes to minimizing debt, yes.
Yeah.
And why the NBA playoffs are too long, yes, we will listen to you too. Experts.
The best advice I got with how the housing market was marry the house, date the rate. Because rates are going to go up and down.
Yeah.
You don't know. I mean, rates could jump again to above what we got. And then we look like we're geniuses buying when we did.
Yeah.
Or they're going to drop and then we can refinance into the rate that everybody's buying houses at. But your big thing is just making sure you're knowing the difference between that good and bad debt too.
Yeah.
Like purchasing a house is a good life decision rather than renting all the time. But don't go out there and buy furniture and put it all on your credit card and say, oh, I'll pay this off over the next like 2 years. No, you got to know how to live with inside your means. And
yep.
That's just something that a lot of people don't realize how much of an impact this interest really has on their bottom line.
Yeah, exactly. If my wife and I want new furniture, we go to Facebook Marketplace is the first place we look, slightly used, right? Depending on what it is, I wouldn't buy there are certain things I wouldn't buy used, but you know, a kitchen table and chair set that's almost new. Yeah. It's like a car, you know, if you get a slightly used car versus new, it's going to save you thousands of dollars. So that's a way to stay out of debt as well. Right.
Right. Well, yeah. And then we said it earlier too, once you get out of that, you got to change your habits. You know, you can't just take the credit card and go bonkers again. I think people don't realize, and I've seen it because we meet with people, and Zach has seen it too. The mental effect, the devastating effect that overall number can have on you as you get closer to retirement, even if you're not in retirement, if you're in your mid 40s, you have kids growing up, you're trying to take care of them and get them into different, activities and sports leagues and whatever. The effect that debt can have on you is it can be devastating. It's mental. It's almost like it's like you're imprisoned by it. It can consume you and you don't know how to get out. You're trying to save for your retirement, but you have to minimize what you can actually save. So it's a big domino effect. There are different ways. Go ahead.
I was gonna say, as much as the cliche that everybody says, like set a budget. You got to be able to budget yourself with the income you have. And if you're not, then you're going to jump right back in the same hole you're trying to dig yourself out of.
Yeah. And there are ways, if you have some debt issues that you want to take care of, especially the closer you get to retirement, but in general, there are methods. And I know you guys have helped people with that. I mean, you've talked on previous shows about the snowball method, or maybe you tackle, some people do it. They want to tackle the highest interest rate debt first to get that paid off. Some people want to start with the smallest amount so they have victories, which will help motivate them and do it that way. So there are a number of ways to minimize debt. Right.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you want to get, like you said, the non-deductible, and there's different ways to do it. The deductible thing, a lot of people don't deduct mortgage interest anymore because the standard deduction is so high and interest rates up until the last couple of years were fairly low. So there's really not much differentiation anymore between deductible debt and non-deductible interest rates. So yeah, it's up to you. That's a good point about starting smaller. I've heard a lot of people try to go after high interest rate debt first, which makes sense. But the little victories approach, I think that would motivate me.
Yeah, I think it definitely depends on the type of person you are. If you need to see the results of what you're doing, pay off those small balances so that you can see that it is making a difference for you. You're consolidating this debt down every time. But if you don't need to see those small victories, work on getting rid of that higher interest rates first so that it can help you pay it off a little quicker.
We should have included, since we were talking about athletes and debt on this episode, we should have included some of the most egregious debt that athletes have taken on. Guys that have just been, Mike Tyson's the first one that comes to my mind.
Well, sure.
That was just filthy loaded and, you know, had just ridiculous monthly expenses and ended up broke, making so much money just because they couldn't do the very simple thing of living within your means, which came out to, like, I don't know, a couple million a month.
I think of like Allen Iverson.
Him too. Yeah.
Blew through like his entire fortune. And luckily his Reebok deal had that trust fund set up. So here soon he'll get another lump sum of money. But you hear his spending habits from his heyday in the NBA, and it's scary.
Yeah. These people, I mean, a lot of people, again, when you get rich young or fast or aren't used to managing a lot of money, you don't grow into it. It just happens. Like lottery winners. I mean, we can talk about famous musicians, actors, athletes, and lottery winners. Those are the four categories. And I happen to somewhat, not directly, but the MC Hammer story.
I was just going to say MC Hammer.
Yeah. I worked for a small, tiny label in Orange County doing radio promotions called Frontline Records. And he came in. Young kid, he had a demo, and it was the demo tape for his, which became, most of those tracks actually became his first album that was It Can't Touch This and all those. He came into the label, and I never forget my boss, Mike McLean, who is the marketing director and A&R guy, a great guy. MC Hammer puts it on, and this is in the 80s, right? Late 80s, maybe. I forget when it was. MC Hammer gives him a cassette because that's what people brought their demos in on and said, listen to it, Mike, listen to it. And he goes, this is really hooky and fun, but we're not interested in signing you because rap's just a fad. It's not going to last. So we're not going to get into that. So he turned down MC Hammer, but then a few months later, MC Hammer got signed by, I forget what label, Capitol or a major label. And they put it out, and it was at the time one of the best-selling records. I think it's in its initial release, it sold 10 million units, which back then was really good. And that's physical copies. So the artist, everybody made a lot of money. And then it kept selling, and it kept selling. And the single sold, the remixes sold. It was used in ads, everything. And MC Hammer got all this money. He had an entourage of about 30 people that were always with him, and he funded them. Like he funded their lifestyle. They just hung out. He built a mansion with gold plated gates. He bought a Rolls Royce and a Bentley. And he was bankrupt within a few years, he bankrupted himself. And he was literally worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah. Do you ever see the Nationwide commercial with him, the Super Bowl commercial? It said, life comes at you fast, and it's got MC Hammer in it.
Oh, that's funny. I know, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so good. I'll show it to you. But he was one of the ones that I was thinking of that, you know, he had it all. And it's really, he had a few hits, but it was really, You Can't Touch This that brought the whole Hammer Time thing about.
Yeah, he had a few top 10. He probably had three top 10 hits and a couple number ones. But yeah, You Can't Touch This obviously was the big one. Right. But he had a few, and it's crazy.
Hammer Time. It can happen to anybody. That's the thing people don't realize.
Yeah.
They think these people are set up. They just don't understand. At some point, that money is going to stop coming in, and you got to learn how to live on whatever income stream you have. And a lot of these pro athletes, they can't adjust from that. Well, I have millions coming in this year too. I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
You don't know when your pro career is going to end. A lot of these right. people are in music when you're going to not have as big of a fan base. You're not going to sell as many records. I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
So this happened to Carlos Carrasco, who pitched for the Indians at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Probably 5-6 years ago, pitched for the Indians. And he signed a contract. Now, they're known, and they were known then, and they're known now as an organization that tries to lock you in early and pay less. Fair or not, like it or not, that's kind of the way they operate. And they did it a little bit with Jose Ramirez, too. But they signed Carlos Carrasco to an extension. And a lot of people in baseball were like calling out Carlos Carrasco, why did you sign this? You could have got so much more on the open market. And he said, look, my family's here. You know, my kids are here. We like it here. And I don't know where my career is going to go. His very next start, he got hit in the face with a line drive and missed substantial time. It didn't end his career or anything, but it very easily could have. And if he didn't sign that contract, he didn't sign that extension, and he decided to try to maybe not necessarily get greedy, but test the market, get his full market value, who knows what would have happened.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be careful. So you got to stay out of debt. And even people with millions can get into debt and go bankrupt. I mean, MC Hammer went from everything to nothing. He had to sell everything. And so, you know, and he's been able to bounce back, you know, a bit, but it's tough. And so I think it's important for our listeners to get a plan in place. And Zach, you mentioned the B word, budget. Dirty word to some people, but you got to do it, especially as you get older and closer to retirement or in retirement, you have to have it. So guys, before we go, let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you. I know you guys are more than happy to meet with folks. You offer a no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yep, absolutely. So we're available brooksidetax.com, YouTube at Brookside Financial, Facebook at Brookside Financial, and Selma Law as well. We're separate but affiliated. We're all in the same office is the bottom line. We resource each other. We leverage each other a lot.
Awesome.
Stop in, call. Let us know that you listen to this podcast. Let us know if you like it. Let us know if you didn't like it. Let us know if you like me and Zach and you just don't like Tony Shore. That's fine too.
I don't have to be here. I don't. You guys are the ones with the knowledge. And Zach up here, he went out on top. His sports career, his athletic career, Zach, I have to hand it to you because you went out on top. Championship game, won the game, and now you're done. I mean, that's
and then
just...
I limped into the hospital.
You limped.
But you went out on top. You went out a winner. You didn't hang on too long. And I'm not going to name names, Aaron Rodgers, but there are athletes that hang on too long.
Now, if you ask somebody else, like my wife, she might say I hung on too long because I got hurt. So it's a give and take.
Oh, you're a young pup yet. You'll come back. You'll be back.
Just a little slower and a little less athletic. Quote my doctor.
You'll be back. All right, guys. Great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of The Road to Retirement with our hosts, Tony Marlett Jr. and Zach Patton.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you for listening to Road to Retirement. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Chris Anselmo from Brookside Tax and Financial Group. Call 440-886-3550 or visit them online at brooksidetax.com. Advisory services are offered by Brookside Financial Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Brookside Tax and Financial Group, LLC, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or enforced by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.